Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we feature a Motown artist who were part of a group and later as a solo artist. This half hour, we'll hear from DeBarge, El DeBarge, The Temptations, Eddie Kendricks, The Jackson 5, Jermaine Jackson, The Commodores, and Lionel Richie. All coming up to the next half hour as we feature Motown artist who were part of a group and later a solo artist.
Away from Yeah, I'll call her up now. Come on, I know you're home. Answer. Pick it up!
Man, oh, I know. got my game on you. No, baby, no, no. Just trying to make you know.
Motown memory from Eddie Kendricks, If You Let Me, and that reached number 66 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1972. His biggest hit was Keep On Truckin', which reached number 1 in 1973, and his second biggest was Boogie Down, reaching number 2 from 1974. Before that, Eddie is part of the Temptations and Beauty Is Only Skin Deep, number 3 from 1966. Before that, Al DeBarge and Talk To Me, number 21 from 1986. And we started with DeBarge, including Al DeBarge and Rhythm of the Night, number 3 from 1985. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring Motown artists who were part of a group and later had a solo career. Well, coming up, the Jackson 5 and Hallelujah Day. Well, the Jackson 5, who were later known as the Jacksons when they left the Motown record label, were a pop band consisting of members of the Jackson family. The group was founded in 1964 in Gary, Indiana, by brothers Jackie, Tito, and Jermaine Jackson, and younger brothers Marion and Michael soon joining thereafter. They performed in talent shows and clubs on the Chitlin circuit, then signed with a record label called Stilltown Records in 1967 and released two singles. In 1968, they left Stilltown Records and signed with Motown, where they achieved 16 top 40 singles on the Hot 100 pop chart list. The group left Motown for Epic Records in 1975, with the exception of Jermaine, who was replaced by his brother Randy Jackson. Well, at Epic, the Jacksons released five albums between 1976 and 1981, including Destiny in 1978 and Triumph in 1980. The brothers also released solo albums. Of course, Michael Jackson was the most successful of all the Jacksons, and his 1982 album entitled Thriller became the best-selling album in history. Well, the Jackson 5 have sold more than 100 million records worldwide, making them one of the best-selling bands of all time. They were inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1997 and the Vocal Group Hall of Fame in 1999. They were among the first black American performers to attain a crossover following, preceded by the Supremes, the Four Tops, and the Temptations. The Jackson 5 were also the first group to debut with four consecutive number one hits, with I Want You Back, ABC, The Love You Save, and I'll Be There. Well, here are the Jackson 5 with Hallelujah Day, right here on Motown.
Motown. Memories with Tom Fallon.
You hurt so many before and never had to cry, no. But you better stop, honey, and realize, yeah, that one day soon you're gonna have to be penalized. Oh!
That's how love goes. You gotta reap just what you sow.
No, no, baby.
You kick off this and run free. Happen to you just like it's happened to me, oh, yeah.
All the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
give us an anchor or a rock to lean on, a captain to take us through the storm. What makes a soldier ride alone into battle? Can anybody tell me where he's coming from? He's that stranger on the street. He's that child that's at your feet, searching for freedom and justice for all. We've seen them time and again. You know they only fight to win. They're the challengers of evil, and I'm glad we know them. Heroes make the sun rise in the morning. Heroes make the moon shine bright at night.
Truly.
Lionel Richie with a pretty song, truly, and then reached number one in the United States Billboard charts from 1982, and that was his first solo hit. And before that, Lionel was part of the Commodores with Heroes, and then reached number 54 on the pop charts from 1980. Before that, Jermaine Jackson, and That's How Love Goes, his first 45, reaching number 46 from 1972. And we started with Jermaine as part of the Jackson 5 and Hallelujah Day, number 28 from 1973. This half hour will feature Motown artists who were part of a group and also had a solo career. Coming up after the break, more of the same, so keep it right here on Motown Memories.